if we use alienation in a sense to mean to be pushed outside, to be cast aside, to be excluded, and to evolve a feeling that you simply never fit in and you're victimized by events, right? You know, alienation in that sense is part of capitalism and colonialism.
Right.
It is never going to go away, ever, until we overthrow the legacy of systems, until we establish a new form of society where no one has control over the institutions and social life of people.
Right.
There is no other avenue forward or available. Mm-hmm. See, it's not a question of achieving equality. It's a question of destroying structures in such a way that questions of equality can no longer arise. If you have to fight for my equality, I mean, I'm unequal than a motherfucker, man.
Right.
Shit.
Right, right.
You know what I'm talking about? You trying, man, I'm tired of trying to fix this shit, man. I want to discard that shit.
And so does black suffering become a bad habit for America?
It's a horrible habit. It's built into the fabric. It's insidious because it's built into unconscious actions. It's woven into the social, cultural, and intellectual life of society. We're talking about being under conditions where it's going to take 5, 7, 8 generations living under a different kind of system just to get rid of this muck that comes out of class society, out of privilege, out of property, right? Over thousands of years of debasement of human beings. You know, it's going to take us a while to overcome that. Even after we achieve the immediate goals of housing, clothing, medical care for everybody, you know, the basics, right? Then it's still going to take 4 or 5 generations, man.
Right, right.
You and I will never see an end to suffering in our lifetime. That simply is impossible. And I don't mean suffering in an abstract sense of longing. I mean getting beat down.
Yeah.
Not having the minimum amount of things to ensure your decency, literacy, a cultural striving.